More of America's school children have food allergies. Nationally, the rate of food allergies went up 50% between 1997 and 2011. But in some states, like Missouri, the documented increase has been much higher. For Side Effects Public Media, Bram Sable-Smith reports on how that's changing the work of school nurses.
Pat Wilson is the lead nurse for the University City School District, just outside St. Louis. Her office is in the district's preschool building, and every day she walks down the hall, through the gym, and into a part of the school you don't really expect to find a nurse, the kitchen.
And this is our food allergy list, as you can see, it's constantly being updated.
Every morning, she checks her list of kids with food allergies to see who's going to need a special meal. Wilson's been a school nurse for 20 years. She's also president of the Missouri Association of School Nurses. And the biggest change she's seen in her profession, she says, is the rising number of food allergies.
20 years ago, I didn't see food allergies. Maybe once in a while, I may have a child with peanut allergies.
Now, she has that list of students, like 4-year-old Haven Brown.
I eat some broccoli, carrots, and I eat some macaroni.
Haven knows what food she likes, and with a little prodding from her father, Joshua Brown, she also knows which foods she needs to stay away from.
Do you eat fish?
No!
Right, because what happens when you eat fish?
I get scratchy.
Right, you get scratchy, so we know not to eat fish, right?
Also, eggs, yeast, nuts, and some citrus fruits. And Haven is not so unusual. Through school nurses, the state of Missouri has collected health information on its students for the past 10 years. In that time, the rate of students with a life-threatening allergy has shot up by about 250%. Most of those allergies are to food.
It's hard to assess those numbers exactly because people are reporting food allergy more because they're aware of food allergy as an issue.
Marshall Plout studies food allergies at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He says while general awareness could account for some of the rise in Missouri, food allergy rates really are going up across the country.
Especially with peanut allergy, there does appear to be a true twofold increase.
One reason for the increase, Plout says, could be something called the hygiene hypothesis. Basically, we're keeping kids too clean, and not exposing them to infectious agents growing up has actually made them more likely to develop allergies. Nationally, about 2 kids in every classroom of 30 now have a food allergy. And at the same time, school nurses are seeing a rise in other chronic conditions as well. Avelia Jankowski is president of the Michigan Association of School Nurses.
3 kids with asthma in every classroom of 30, 2 kids with some sort of life-threatening allergy. I think the latest I saw for diabetes is like almost 1 in 100. I mean, our numbers are increasing.
And Jankowski says all this is reshaping the way school nurses work, focusing them more on the management of chronic conditions. For Pat Wilson back in University City, Missouri, that means she's had to make a plan for every one of her students with an allergy. She's trained their teachers on emergency procedures, like how to use an EpiPen. And every morning, she checks in with the kitchen manager to make sure students like Haven aren't exposed to the foods that can make them sick.
Do you think you really need to be this worried about allergies or food preferences of the students?
Wow, that's a good question. You know what? It's all about just keeping the children safe.
After all, she says, keeping kids in the classroom gives them the opportunity to learn. Bram Sable-Smith, Side Effects Public Media.